Hello, and welcome to the October podcast of the AES Journal. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. If you missed out on attending our International Conference on Audio Forensics, held earlier this year in Denmark, you can catch up on what happened in this month's conference report. We also bring you news of incoming officers for the Society, including this year's President Jim Kaiser and President-elect Jan Abildgaard-Pedersen. Looking after the Northern Europe region will be Finnish scientist Ville Polki, while the Eastern US and Canada region will be in the capable hands of Robert Breen. Our feature article this month is based on the theme of a conference that took place in Sweden during the summer. Sound quality evaluation includes a look into how the quality of hearing aids can be predicted with increasing accuracy, as well as novel techniques such as measuring the brain's magnetic field to detect the human response to vehicle sounds. The evolution of digital audio technologies, audio compression, and streaming has entirely changed the way digital audio is consumed, managed, and edited. Personal music collections nowadays comprise thousands of music titles, but this is nothing compared to the vast amount of music data digitally available on the internet. How is anyone to find what they want to hear? How can such a wealth of audio information be indexed and searched? Those are among the challenges of semantic audio, and you can find a call for papers for the upcoming 42nd International Conference on the topic in this month's issue. Plan to be in Ilmenau, Germany next July if you don't want to be left behind in this fast-moving field. The first of this month's research papers deals with source filter modeling. Xu Wen and Mark Sandler offer a way of modeling sound sources as a combination of source and filter parts, which is useful in timbre analysis and synthesis. In their model, a sound is represented as a sparse sum of sine waves, each of which is characterized by a slowly varying amplitude and frequency. In order to derive the parameters of the model, they consider two methods, the slow variation and the filter bank. The first of these seems to follow the global spectral envelope, while the second better follows local amplitude frequency dependencies. When listening to stereo sound on loudspeakers, people rarely sit in the relatively small sweet spot where a well-localized image can be perceived. Sebastian Merschel and Stefan Groth attempted to overcome this problem by developing a system that senses the location of the listener in real time, adjusting the loudspeaker signals accordingly. In their paper on adaptively adjusting the stereophonic sweet spot, they describe the use of a binaural model to analyze the resulting localizability and image stability of the reproduced scene. Clemeth Abercrombie and Jonas Brosch explain that vibrations through the human body can be sensed down to frequencies of about 0.4 Hz. In this month's issue, their paper on the oralization of audio-tactile stimuli from acoustic and structural measurements describes a system that uses calibrated headphones and a motion platform to render full-range reproduction with a haptic component. Although their initial evaluation suggested that the haptic portion might not be important, a sense of presence seemed to be missing when it was turned off. In a tribute to a long life in audio engineering, Salvatore Morello remembers Florenzo Petita, until recently chairman of the AES Italian section. Petita had spent much of his working life in the Vatican Radio Audio Department, having participated in 65 papal visits around the world and having supervised several papal ceremonies for worldwide broadcast transmission. The Society greatly regrets his passing. Finally, why not catch up on what's been happening in some of the busiest AES sections around the world in October's news of the sections? Hear how Tom Fine described the 40th anniversary of digital recording at a recent meeting of the New York section, or how the Swiss section learned about spatial composition for venues such as the BMW Museum in Munich. All this and more in the October edition of the AES Journal. As always, we welcome new members to the Society. Please visit www.aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.